This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. So there I was watching the press conference yesterday with the governor. It'll be on today at 11:30. And I was watching it, and he was saying near the end of his conference that everybody wants to come back, of course, and we all need to come back. But he said some will not come back until the virus is developed for the vaccine is developed for the virus. I knew I got that. It's all in there. It's just reversed. But anyway, and he said that could take up to a year and a half. Up to a year and a half. So I was just wondering if it did, when it finally showed up and you finally left the house and it didn't look like the earth was going to end, what would you do first? Would you go to church? Would you go to a Bills game, a Sabres game, a concert? Let's see, how about a restaurant, your favorite restaurant, or a movie theater? Get your hair done. How about a food festival? There's a lot of things to do. And some of the festivals, I doubt if they'll all be canceled. There might be some festival to go to. What would you do first? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. Got a lot of texts. And let's see, let's go to Derek in Buffalo, who's on line two. Derek, you're on WBEN.
Thanks, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, I'm glad you're aboard. What's on your mind today?
Well, I caught a little bit of the question, hypothetical question, before a physical therapy appointment, and then I caught a little bit more after. And actually, I'm a little surprised by the tone of the question. I think I get what you guys are after, hypothetically, but, I mean, we're assuming that, like, a vaccine is going to answer all of our problems, and, you know, until this vaccine comes out, the society's not going to want to return to normal. And I think that's a little bit of a gross exaggeration.
No, what I did is I premised it on Andrew Cuomo's situation, that's when a vaccine will be available according to the information he is getting. It could be up to a year and a half. And naturally, if some people wait for that, you would be really, really anxious to do some things that would be normal or used to be normal. And it's just an innocent question. What would you do first?
Gotcha. So hearing a little bit of it before an appointment, a little bit after, you know, anything that we do, I think, to glamorize what Andrew Cuomo says is a mistake. But that's what I caught. So that's what I'm hearing. And so this is the narrative, though, that's bigger than Andrew Cuomo. Obviously, it's a narrative that I think people are saying, and everybody's so worried about vaccination. Listen, you can't hold the human spirit down much longer. You know, this trend, I think, is trending in the right direction. But I think this whole idea of vaccines and this scare tactic for people, we're seeing it with our children. We're seeing it now with adults.
Why would the politicians need to scare the public into something that the only positive that would come out of this is how they handle it? In other words, that's the political danger, that they mishandled it. But beyond that, there's nothing to be gained by them scaring us.
Well, see, that's where I disagree. I think there's everything to be gained. I mean, this all comes down to the economy. It all comes down to money. I mean, you look at what happens in our state legislature, and things are decided, and the next moment there's a deposit into bank accounts, you know, from pharmaceutical companies, things like that. I mean, I think there's a lot of complexity to this whole thing.
Well, I think part of what you're saying is true. When you got $25 million going to Nancy Pelosi's daughters, she's on the board for the Kennedy Center, and it went there. So that might have something to do with it, packing up things that are supposed to be for the virus, and they're not virus-related issues. I think that's where the danger is, because in the rush to get the money out there to help these people, we're agreeing to things we might not have agreed to otherwise.
Yeah, my whole point is just that I think that you're not going to be able to hold people at bay much longer, because, I mean, obviously this is a terrible disease. And for
You are kidding me, aren't you? It's only been 4 weeks. Think about World War II was 5 years, and the suffering was much worse than it is now. Certainly, it's very sorrowful if you know or have any relatives that have lost their lives. I'm not trying to minimize that, but what I am trying to do is say we're a lot tougher than we are now. Well, it's only 4 weeks, for crying out loud.
No, but to say spring or fall events of 2021, like, I don't think it's going to be that long. I think
I'll make a gentleman's bet with you on football. Nothing's bigger in Buffalo than the Buffalo Bills. They are the biggest. I'm betting they take at least a 10 to 20% cut in attendance on home games.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. I would agree with you.
Okay. Well, so, yeah, we're not on opposite ends of the poll here, but it's just an innocent question as to what you'd do first. So, okay, what would you do first?
I think I'd go see my friends that I couldn't see that weren't in my immediate family, or see hang out with my parents, you know, that are a little bit older, you know, be with people that I love outside of that immediate people in my own home.
I like that. I miss going to dinner with our friends. We have a very limited number of people that we socialize with, but I miss that. I really do, and I'm not a social animal. Okay, hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I'm not a social animal, but I do kind of miss that. You guys think he has a point or not? You think it's a scare tactic?
Yeah, it could be. But I do disagree. You are a social animal, Sandy.
I'm not.
We can't get you away from the parties,
party,
the get-togethers.
I don't understand. Outside of maybe diverting funds for your pet project that has nothing to do with this, I don't understand how scaring us benefits a politician, except in how they handle it.
Or getting more money.
Well, that's what I was talking about, funds for different projects. Well, what do you think, Buzzy?
Yeah, I hear that a lot. I don't think that's what it is. You know, I can see the getting more money, but we're also losing a lot of money. You know, I talked about this on Friday. Everyone's saying, "Oh, this is supposed to go to hurt Trump in November, and that's why we're using this fear mongering and all that." But wouldn't it hurt governors as well? Like, to me, that argument makes
sure.
No sense.
So, and the real key is people who, I think, small business is the heart of this country. Everybody agrees to that. And if you're a small business, maybe after 4 weeks, that is, you know, a really definitive long period of time. But regarding the ability of people to stay in the house and be quarantined and only go out under specific instructions, it's only been 4 weeks. 4 weeks is not much. It's a lot if you have a small business that you're afraid might go under. It's a lot if you have your finances tied up that can't last more than 4 weeks. But what I'm saying is, for us, the people in the house, I don't think 4 weeks is a stretch at all. I mean, it's a pain in the tuchus, but I don't think it's a big stretch.
It's not impossible, no.
No. Okay, let's take a break and then return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Another aspect of the governor saying he's being advised by his medical people that it could be up to a year and a half before a vaccine arrives. Okay, so that's what he's saying. Oftentimes, when it benefits them, people will give you an estimate that's longer than they really expect, so that when they finish under that, it'll be like, oh yeah, we said it could be up to a year and a half, and it's only 7 months. So we're way ahead of the curve on this one, and thank us on your way out the door, so that they'll finish less than the estimate. That will happen occasionally, too, when you're hiring somebody for your house. They'll give you an estimate that's slightly higher than they expect to pay, and then they'll give you the bill, which will be a little bit less. And there are some instances where that doesn't work, but a lot of times it does. And so with this one, maybe they've been saying to him, no, it's not going to be a year and a half, but it might be 9 months. So that could be one of the aspects of it. Let's go to line one. This would be Dennis in Newfane. Dennis, you're on WBEM.
Yeah, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Dennis.
You guys do a fantastic job, and I'd love to meet all of you, because I've sequestered myself a month ago, and you are my lifeline, and I want you to know that.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Second of all, if you watch the Salk polio vaccine documentary, you'll find out the first time it didn't work. And it's very, very educational. So that was on my list. Now what I would do is, if they pulled the chain and said, we're free, I'd go to church, thank God for what he's done for us, to holding it together. Then I would get in my car or truck, I'd roll the windows down so the dogs could stick their head out, and I'd take a long drive.
Dogs love that, so you'd be freeing the dogs and yourself at the same time.
And if I couldn't get through all of that, what I really love to do is go on a cruise with you guys, because that would be the ultimate freedom.
Yeah, right now, let's see, the Russian cruise was canceled. That's June. The next one is the up in Alaska. That's 2 months after the Russian one. And then the last one is the first month of next year to Australia. We have no idea, but we're working with Viking, and Viking is a very people-oriented cruise line, and it's fantastic, and we'd love to have you come along with us. Hey, thank you, Dennis. Always good to talk to you. Very, very nice. Feel nice getting a compliment like that, don't you, Tony?
It is nice. Every once in a while, it feels good.
Let's go to line five. That would be Sean. Sean, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fine, Sean. Now that you're aboard, what do you have to add to our conversation today?
Well, first things first, you guys are awesome. Your radio station, your whole crew, everything you got going there, it's been keeping me and my family informed on what we're doing. We live out here in the middle of nowhere where God lost his shoes, so everything we do is very important.
Well, that's great. That's why we're doing it. We're doing it for you.
And we agree. You know, I agree with what our politicians are doing and how they're slowing things down. They're doing it for a reason, so they could save the people that we love, the people that are most affected. And so what they're doing, I agree with them. By slowing things down, they have to do that, because otherwise, if we continue on a path that we were going, it's in a really bad direction. So it's in our best interest to slow things down, let this economy, you know, at its slow pace, get back to what it should be. If we try forcing it, we're going to end up with worse problems.
Oh, yeah. My nightmare is try and force it, open it up too fast, too soon, and get a relapse. I think that would be very traumatic for people. If right now, if they have frayed nerves, and it's only been 4 weeks. So I think you're exactly right. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. Let's go to Gary in Boston. Gary, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, gentlemen. I miss the socializing in general, like going out to a bison game or different festivals and that.
Sure.
But I'd like to, I was watching TV with my two sons last night, and we happened to put on a football game between the Packers and the Vikings, and that happened in 2009. And that just happened to be the swine flu year. And I didn't see any distancing or comparable reaction to what we have now. And also another, what they said on the internet, is that a good percentage of the people afflicted with the flu were children. So
this is the opposite, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the opposite. The children are the least affected, and thank heaven for that.
Yeah.
If you watch television, it's like we go back in a time capsule They're rerunning all the big sporting events. I saw Tiger Woods win the Master yesterday. And I know, you know, all of these things have already been done and played out. And one of the team here this morning said that NBC is going to show all of the past Olympics. Yeah. So that'll be fun, too.
And can I just mention something I've seen on YouTube? Can I mention a site?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Journeyman, and there were a couple of doctors there, and, you know, they're specializing in the pandemics and that. Dr. Witkowski, he was an older gentleman, and he stressed that these pandemics are usually just airborne things, and, you know, maybe we would have been better off just having the trying to get the herd immunity, you know.
Okay, what's the site again?
On YouTube, Journeymen.
Journeymen. Okay, we'll have to check it out. There's a lot of good information there. Yeah. And thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. I think we can squeeze Eric in from Allegheny. Eric, you're on WBEM.
Squeezing three quick things. Number one, if anybody's interested in vaccines, you ought to educate yourself first. And the most comprehensive, factual, scientific list of ingredients that go into the vaccines can be found at the World Association for Vaccine Education. That's WAVE, WAVE. And they have a fantastic, very credible list. I found on there that there's seven different kinds of aluminum that they use for adjuvants in the vaccine, and aluminum is the leading cause of Alzheimer's, so I'd be very careful about that. The second thing is on World War II, the society, the people back then, stepped up and kicked everything into high gear. They didn't go run home and hide. It was a completely opposite reaction. What we're doing now is not natural if we're going to engage any type of, you know.
Except one thing. World War II, we knew who the enemy was, as Germany and Japan. Here, we know who the enemy is, but we can't see it. So it's different facing an enemy you can't see. It brings the natural fear into a human being. I think most people would rather face somebody face-to-face and know how big they are, how well-armed they are, how dangerous they are, how good they are, than fight the hidden enemy. But thank you for the suggestion online. Thanks. Thanks, Eric. Thanks for the call. Buzzy, I think we got time for a couple of Buzzmobiles. What do you got?
Buzzmobiles?
See, I named Buzzy Buzzy, and maybe we'll call the things that he gives us, which are on Facebook, Buzzmobiles. What do you got, Buzzy?
All right. Well, on the Buzzmobile, Alan said the first thing I'll have to do is a haircut and then out to a restaurant with friends for a meal.
Yeah, I forget about that because I shave my head 3 days a week and have for many years now. But I forgot what it's like when you really want a haircut. It seems like a small thing, especially for women. If women need a haircut, nothing is more important to them than getting that haircut. And then they get it done and come home, and they paid $85 and complain about it.
It's not a haircut, Sandy. It's getting your hair done.
Getting it done.
Yes.
Getting your hair done. Absolutely. And they have an inch cut off. And they expect you to notice it as soon as they come in the door. You know what I mean? I think it's good to have it on a cue card. Oh,
you haven't noticed.
That hair looks really good. Now can we enjoy a little romance? But it is like that. By the way, the press conference for Andrew Cuomo is next at 11:30.
He's still playing the lovely music.
Turn that up so you hear what they have to hear before they actually feed the programming for the press conference. It's really goofy music. Listen to this. Wow. It was a stormy night in Cheektowaga. He went out trying a simple thing. He wanted to find a svinia. A svinia. He needed a svinia, and he couldn't find one. Where are the svinias? Romance with a svinia. By the way, the word svinia means pig, right? I think so, yeah. I'm learning my Polish. Okay, we'll probably see you after the news. If not, we'll see you tomorrow on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.